It's Sam here from RecipeThis.com. Today's kitchen gadget recipe is for a thin crust Hawaiian pizza in the air fryer. And this is featured on page 186 of the Complete Air Fryer Cookbook by Sam, who is myself, and my husband Dom. And what's interesting about this one is that this is one of our recipe variations. Something that I was very keen to do in this cookbook, because instead of just having a basic recipe, I wanted to be able to show people variations of how you could transform a recipe into different things. And it wasn't just a standalone recipe, so that you could bring your own ideas to the table and follow my lead as far as having a master recipe and then changing it into something else. Well, that's what we did with this pizza, you see, because what we actually did is we used our own, I'd say pizza dough, but it's not actually a pizza dough, it's a bread dough. And we took it to the point of before kneading it, and proving it, to create it into a pizza crust. And it worked brilliantly. And we've been doing it like this for years now. But we wanted to solve another problem as well. And this is a huge problem among air fryer users. We all have different air fryers. They're all different sizes and shapes. They're different brands. They cook at different temperatures. And it can be a real headache for you when you start with air frying, thinking, is this air fryer recipe suitable for my air fryer? Or I'm just going to follow this person. I'll get the same air fryer she's got. It just makes it easier. That happens a lot as well. So with this recipe, what we've done differently is we'd actually decided, what if we roll this pizza dough that we'd made to the size of your air fryer basket? Then it cooks in your air fryer basket. And then if you've got a round air fryer, great. If you've got a dual basket air fryer, then you can do it as a rectangular one or two rectangular ones, because you can have one in each of the baskets. And then you could do it as a circular one if, say, using a Ninja Foodi. Or if you're lucky enough to have an air fryer oven, you can just do a big one like you would normally do. Time when you want an air fryer oven, right? So that's what we did. But, like I said, it's all about variations. So this is using the master recipe of our bread dough and making it into a pizza dough. So let me explain exactly how I do that. So first of all, I make the dough, which is on the page before the thin crust pizza in the cookbook. I did discuss this yesterday, but if you haven't listened to yesterday's recipe, then you'll need your traditional plain flour or all-purpose flour, salt and pepper, salted butter, whole and full-fat milk, olive oil, yeast, and some egg. Though you don't need the egg in this recipe, but that's the only difference on ingredients between making the pull-apart bread rolls and the thin crust pizza. So it's very easy to use the same recipe, and what a great variation this is. So, if you want the exact ingredients for that, for making it, listen to yesterday's podcast for the pull apart bread rolls, which are also delicious. And then for transforming it, for it to become a thin crust pizza, you would do the same thing to a certain point. So you would still put the flour, salt and pepper and butter into a mixing bowl. And then you would rub the flour into the butter until it resembles breadcrumbs. That still happens. You would then also warm up the milk and oil and then add this to the mixture along with the yeast. But of course, you can also mix, leave out the yeast, because you're not wanting it to rise and you're not going to be kneading it. So then, flour a clean worktop and your hands, and then tip out the dough and then roll it out and then just make sure it's soft all over. And then you use that as your thin crust pizza base. But what I've also done quite a few times actually, is we've done the pull apart bread rolls recipe, but we've only been wanting a roll each if we've been having a bowl of soup and there's five of us, and this pull apart bread makes eight. So what we've done is we've made five, and then there's what would have become those three rolls we've rolled out into this thin crust pizza, so that then we've been able to have a slice of pizza each alongside our soup and bread, and it just gives it something different to do. So that's what we've done. But of course, for calorie counts, you couldn't do that. So what we're actually doing in the thin crust Hawaiian pizza is we've made a full batch of the pull apart bread rolls and then transformed it into four Hawaiian crust pizzas to the size of your air fryer. So you could either use your leftover dough, like we usually do, or you could make a full batch of dough and make one lot into pizza and one lot into pull apart bread. Or you can do what you want. That's what's ideal about this recipe. So let's say you've got to that point now. Like I've mentioned, you've made the dough. Like I mentioned, you don't need to prove it. And then what you would do is you'd divide the dough into four equal balls. Then dust a clean worktop and a rolling pin with flour. And then you would just roll out the dough balls into the shape of your air fryer and to the thickness of a thin pizza crust. Now carefully transfer the dough into the air fryer basket. And then your air fryer basket is now lined with your pizza dough. Then in a small bowl, combine the tomato sauce, puree, oregano and garlic powder that you would normally use to make the bottom tomato base of a pizza. Spread a quarter of the tomato sauce onto the dough, leaving a 1 centimeter, 1/2 inch border around the edge. Air fry for 4 minutes at 180 Celsius, 360 Fahrenheit to give the dough a head start. Then slice your ham into chunks and the pineapple slice into eighths, and sprinkle 1/4 of the grated cheese over the pizza when the air fryer beeps. Then scatter over the ham and the pineapple. Air fry the pizza for another 6 minutes at 180 Celsius, 360 Fahrenheit, until the ham is starting to crisp at the edges and you have a crispy pizza base. Then the fun bit, tilt your air fryer basket over a plate to remove your pizza and then serve with a few basil leaves sprinkled over. And I just love it like this. It's just so easy, the way you just slightly tilt it. And then you can repeat this method for your other three dough balls, because remember, you're making four lots of pizza. Or if it's just for you, you have a few options. You can make a full batch of this recipe. Then each of those balls that's left, wrap them in cling film, or you might call it plastic wrap, and freeze it. And then you've got three balls in the freezer. And then next time you fancy pizza, quick defrost of the dough and you've got your pizza base. And of course, you can mix and match this with any pizza toppings you want. But what I found interesting is that during the photo shoot of this cookbook, we made this full batch and then we only needed one of them for the photos. So we had the spare dough. It was getting close to lunchtime. Everybody was hungry. So the editor actually made a batch of this herself in the air fryer. She'd never used an air fryer before. And I think the only thing she had a problem with was actually moving the pizza dough with its toppings on into the air fryer, because my text on my notes for the recipe were really large and she didn't realise that she was missing the page where it actually said put the dough in first. So that's an important point to raise, that you put the dough in first and then you decorate the pizza from the air fryer basket, because otherwise it's hard to move dough about, you see. So that's why we do that. But don't you think that's a brilliant conversion or a variety of how you can take a simple recipe, like simple bread dough, and you don't need it. And instead, it goes into the air fryer as pizza dough, and then you've made yourself the perfect pizza. And of course, don't forget to head over to Recipe This or Amazon or your favourite bookstore and grab yourself a copy of the Complete Air Fryer Cookbook, which features thin crust Hawaiian pizza on page 186 and how to make the dough on page 184. And it's just perfect for learning the air fryer. Thanks so much for watching, and don't forget to subscribe to the Recipe This family. You can find us on Twitter, Facebook and Pinterest. We also have a weekly newsletter at recipethis.com/newsletter where we share with you our latest kitchen gadget recipes, what we're cooking in the Milner kitchen and so much more. As well as this, we recommend that you subscribe to our YouTube channel, and then whenever we have a new video, you will be the first to know. And if you want to know about all our future videos, then I recommend you hit the bell for instant notifications. But even better, we now have a podcast. It's called Magic with Gadgets. Simply search Magic with Gadgets on your favourite podcast player and you'll find us there.